It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. And for close to 2 hours now, a stretch of the inner loop in the Beltway in Northern Virginia has been shut down after a serious crash. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Any change in the situation at this hour?
No, status quo, Bill. It looks like it'll be this way for some time. Now, police at the scene are not able to tell me how long they expect this closure, but they're now doing a reconstruction and investigation at the scene of this two-car crash. What they are saying is possibly one person was ejected from the scene of the crash. So it's very complicated dealing with the accident. And for our commuters trying to head through this area, I'll take a look with you about detours and what you can expect coming up in traffic.
The Supreme Court is poised to rule today on the Trump administration's travel ban, as well as a separation of church and state dispute. But something else could overshadow those rulings. Justice Anthony Kennedy is rumored to be on the verge of retirement. Kennedy's departure would allow conservatives to take firm control of the High Court. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing the Senate toward a vote before the 4th of July, I should say, on the GOP health care reform bill. But does he have the votes?
Republicans can only afford to lose 2 votes. But there are currently 5 GOP senators who say they can't support the bill as drafted.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux, your daily commute on Metro is a little more expensive as of this morning.
Rail rides at rush hour now cost 10 cents more. Off-peak rail rides and all bus rides, 25 cents more. Even though riders are never happy about fare hikes, Metro Board Chair Jack Evans said last month,
the fare increases are so modest, I'm not sure that that's going to have an effect on ridership.
Metro's operating hours are different now, too. From Mondays through Thursdays, the rail system closes at 11:30. Metro spokesperson Sherry Lee says,
on Fridays, it'll be 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. And on Saturday, from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is asking the State Board of Education to investigate claims of fraud in the Prince George's County school system. The governor says there have been specific allegations about students' grades being altered in order to boost high school graduation rates. Some county school board members and state lawmakers have also called for an investigation, but county schools chief executive Kevin Maxwell has said those allegations are false. The Loudoun County School Board is working on a dress code. Current rules on what students can and cannot wear to class vary by school. So the board's working up with principals to come up with a consistent policy district-wide. Board member Eric Hornberger.
We're trying to stress consistency and something that is in widely being used and codify that as in policy rather than really a system that it's very unclear to most parents. And as you move from one school to another, it's not entirely clear what that standard is.
The board is scheduled to finalize that dress code this week. Maryland State Senator Anthony Muse is set to announce today that he's running for Prince George's County Executive in 2018. The Washington Post reports that Muse says he will bring, quote, bold leadership to Prince George's County government, focusing on issues that the residents care about, like schools, health care, and economic development. Current County Executive Russ Schoenbaker announced last week that he's running for governor next year. In the UK, inspectors have been out having a look at apartment buildings that use the same kind of construction material as the one where 79 people died in a fire. And 60 of those buildings have failed the safety test.
There are 5 of these buildings. 4 of them have been evacuated. 1 of them hasn't. Fire marshals believe that it doesn't have a severe risk. They have a warden that's keeping an eye on it 24 hours a day. They also have emergency services close by.
Correspondent Ian Lee. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,395. The Nasdaq at 62.65. Sports snow sweet for the Nats as they fall to the Reds. The O's beat Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Verragio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Again, if you haven't heard, we have major problems. Virginia Beltway commuters is shut down. Inner loop closed between Eisenhower Avenue and Telegraph, Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street, where the serious two-car crash happened, and they are doing a reconstruction at the scene of the crash. Heading across the Wilson Bridge, you don't want to get trapped in these major delays that begin now before St. Barnabas Road. So we're talking about 9 miles traffic just sitting still. So thinking about some of your alternates heading into town, Suitland Parkway, that's picking up a lot of volume. 295 in each direction will be slower than normal and heading across the freeway and into Virginia. Just some of your workarounds. If you're stuck on the Beltway and crossing the bridge, you're trying to divert traffic over to Route 1 off to Telegraph Road as well. So keep all this in mind. Getting there on the outer loop side, we were really jammed coming out of Newington. First, it was rubbernecking delays, but in the backups had the crash now to the shoulder. Now, into the Fort Belvoir area, Fairfax County Parkway at Telegraph Road at that intersection, malfunctioning traffic lights. So please treat as a four-way stop. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, just south of 123, where traffic is bunching up. Crews looking to see if there's a stalled in the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Headed up to the low 80s today. Nice day out there with more sun than clouds. Cool night again tonight. Low 62 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible. High mid-70s to around 80 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Springfield, 59 in Hyattsville, 69 in Washington. The biggest health care target in Washington? Medicaid. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
And good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is a Monday, especially if you're out on the roads. You are feeling the Monday today. Joining us later this hour is Tommy Binion. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He is the Director of Congressional and Executive Relations, and he will give us a rundown on what's going on with the health care bill. Where are we? He'll give us all of that. I am Mary Walter, sitting right here with Tom Rogan from the Washington Examiner. Tom, good morning. You've made it halfway through the show.
Good to be with you, Mary. It's an early start, but a lot of fun.
I'm glad you're here. And he's, boy, are you drinking your share in coffee? Let me tell you that. This man's drinking the coffee. No, I'm kidding. Joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, a legal analyst. We love having Joe on. Joe, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm just fine.
So, Joe, a New York Post ran a piece on this Fusion GPS. The Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this month threatened to subpoena them. It seems that they are behind. They're the ones who commissioned this dossier, that infamous dossier, Russian dossier, on President Trump. And there's talk now that they happen to just be an opposition research group that works for the Democrats. What do you know about this?
Well, that is true. They are an opposition group that works for the Democrats. What's interesting about this story is two things about Fusion GPS. Number one, that the Senate Judiciary Committee has only threatened to issue a subpoena and hasn't issued one. This is why Republicans are not fit to govern. You issue a subpoena right away. I have no idea why they haven't issued a subpoena. That's the first part of the story. Bad oversight. Second, the use of this dossier by American intelligence to smear Donald Trump is the second big story. Everybody in the intelligence community, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, all of them knew that this report was garbage. They knew that everything in it was unsubstantiated. They knew that the sources were all third hand, not a single primary source for Michael Steele, the former MI6 officer who wrote this piece of garbage, and yet they showed it to the President of the United States as the kind of thing that was out there about him. Why did Comey do that? He did it to blackmail the President. Let me tell you something. One of the best things that President Trump has ever done is fire James Comey, although he did it at the wrong time. He should have done it on January 20th. Comey is not Thomas Beckett. He is Rasputin. And his absence is a thrilling development for democracy.
So you're maintaining that Comey is guilty of blackmail?
He purposely used this and other information about the president. Remember, he knew that the president was not under investigation in the undergoing counter-espionage probe that he was conducting. And yet he never made that public, even though he told all the members on Capitol Hill of the key committees that the president was not personally under investigation. Make no mistake about this. James Comey was interested in one thing. I famously described him as a dirty cop a year and a half ago. He's only gotten dirtier since then. His job was to bring down the president. He was interested in one thing, regicide, and he almost succeeded.
So where does this go from here?
The Senate Judiciary Committee hopefully will issue a subpoena for the documents which Fusion GPS refuses to turn over. Why they haven't issued a subpoena already is beyond me. It is another sign of why Republicans can't get their act together. The other example of how Republicans aren't good at governing is their lousy messaging on the health care bill. They're letting the Democrats dominate the messaging on it and getting creamed on falsehoods that are being perpetrated by Schumer. And they sit there and they just take it. I'll tell you something. This is why Trump got elected, and these guys still haven't figured it out.
Hi, Joe. It's Tom. What do you think President Trump is going to be doing? How do you see the nature of his relationship evolving with, you know, you obviously talk about the issues that you have with the Senate in terms of subpoenas, but what? How do you see President Trump responding to all this in the months ahead?
He's going to continue to tweet. He's going to do his thing. He is obviously getting legal advice. Some of his tweets clearly have had a legal patina put on them by people reviewing them. That was certainly clear the other day in one of his tweets about whether or not he had any recordings. There was a legalistic ending to it, which was not Trump-esque, but was legalese. That's a good thing. I happen to think that while I think many of his tweets are ill-advised, nonetheless, that's who he is, and he's not going to change. So the best we can hope for is some modification of some of the tweets to prevent further political and legal damage. But, you know, he's a fighter, so he's just going to do what he has to do, and whether or not his convictions win out on any given thing is a matter of time. I think if Kennedy steps down today in the Supreme Court on their last decision day and announces he's retiring, Donald Trump gets a second Supreme Court nominee in less than 6 months, his place in history will be secure, because that will be two generations of a conservative court.
And do you think Christopher Steele, obviously the former MI6 officer responsible for this...
I said Michael earlier. I apologize.
Oh, no. Wait. Do you think he should be and will be called to testify before the Senate?
Well, he's a British citizen. We have a mutual legal assistance treaty with the United Kingdom. We could seek, the committee could seek his testimony. I can't imagine he would testify voluntarily. We can try to subpoena him through a committee. Our guys can't even subpoena people in the United States, let alone someone overseas. So I'm not sanguine about the prospects of his testimony, either voluntary or compelled.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you about a piece, and I don't know if you saw this, but Sally Yates wrote a op-ed in the Washington Post that appeared Friday evening called Making America Scared Again Won't Make Us Safer. And she clearly shows her political colors in this piece. And she rebuked Sessions and the Trump administration for the whole the tough on crime aspect. And she's denouncing Sessions and this idea of going after drug offenders harder, whereas the Obama administration, softened it and only went after the worst offenders. And she also goes after President Trump and all of this. Does she have to worry by showing her political colors of anything down the road, or is she free and clear now?
Anybody with a brain knows who and what Sally Yates is. Another black mark on the Trump administration for not relieving her of her duties as soon as they had the opportunity to do so. She never should have been allowed to become acting attorney general. It was a terrible mistake. She is a known lefty. She is antagonistic to Trump. And remember, Well, all of these guys, they're so proud of themselves getting rid of mandatory minimums and changing drug sentencing. Homicides have gone up dramatically in the United States in major cities under the Obama administration's tutelage. Congratulations, President Obama. You spread the disease of Chicago to the rest of the country.
Well, on that note, Joe DeGeneva, thank you for spending your Monday with us. We appreciate it, and you have a fantastic week.
Thank you. You too.
Joe DeGeneva, it is now 7:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, 7:15. It means it's been about 2 hours and 5 minutes since the Beltway Interloop has been completely shut down in Alexandria. So 2 hours, these commuters sitting behind this crash and a major delay coming out of Maryland. So if you normally cross the Wilson Bridge toward Springfield, listen carefully. Nobody gets by between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn, the scene of the two-car serious crash under investigation. What they're trying to do is divert everyone over to Route 1 or Telegraph Road, but it just can't handle all of this volume. As I was mentioning before, commuters were exiting from these ramps and backing up as they couldn't get to the Beltway, but once they decided they needed to do a reconstruction, they blocked off those ramps for you. All right, now the outer loop side at the scene of the crash, your travel lanes are open, but we had rubbernecking delays and a crash in the backup. So that's what's giving us delays coming north out of Newington to get onto the outer loop stretch. 66, heads up, right near 50 Fair Oaks, as you pass 50 toward 123, report of a crash. In fact, a VDOT cruiser moving the cameras around right now. They're sending help to the scene of a reported incident before you get to 123 on 66 East. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny to partly cloudy skies with a high of 82. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 62. And tomorrow, more of the same. Some sunshine, some clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with highs in the mid-70s to around 80 degrees currently in our nation's capital. 70 degrees at 617 on WMAL. Couple of decisions that we wanted to talk to you about that have been coming down from the courts. One of them, the Supreme Court ruled that immigrants who lie to the federal feds to become citizens can lose their citizenship. Now, this seems to make a lot of sense, right? It seems, well, if you lie in order to get in, then we're going to strip you of your citizenship. And they came down with this ruling on Thursday, and it deals with a Serbian couple. She and her husband and their two children sought refugee status in 1998 when they were fleeing Bosnia. And they sought protected status as refugees. And she swore under oath that the family feared persecution because her husband evaded military service. He didn't want to serve, and because of that, they were going to be persecuted, and they were admitted to the United States 2 years later in the year 2000 as refugees. In 06, she applied for citizenship, and one of the questions on her application asked if she had ever given false or misleading information while applying for immigration benefits. Another asked if she had lied to gain entry or admission. She answered no to both. She was granted citizenship in 07. Well, those answers were false. Her husband had served in the Bosnian Serb army. And they lied. Because people coming here, they know the drill. They know the laws better than I do.
Right.
They know how to research. They know the laws. Just say no. You were never a victim. Come up with a good story. So because the government argued now that her statement violated these laws, which means she must lose her citizenship. A judge on the federal district court accepted the argument. They stripped her of her citizenship, and the Sixth Circuit Appeals Court affirmed that. It went up to the Supremes, and Elena Kagan set it aside with the lower court's decision and remanded it that it go back down. But they've come, well, at the end of the day, if you lie, they can strip you of your citizenship.
Right, right.
That's what this is about. And listen, I feel badly that they were citizens and now they're done. You can't lie, but I think they knew that if they hadn't lied, then they probably wouldn't have gotten protected status.
Right.
And I can empathize with people who are in that kind of situation in a war-torn country. You want to get out. You want to get your family out. So you tell a lie. How are they ever going to find out, right?
Mm.
So it's okay. But people find out.
Right. And I think, you know, the issue here in terms of, you look at the history of the Balkans, in terms of some of the military forces there, some of the activities that were undertaken in terms of human rights, there is an obvious concern about veracity of statements on the part of the US government. But there's also the precedence here, which is the critical issue, of course, with any Supreme Court case, that if they had said no, you know, if they'd hedged, what other individuals who might have fraudulently attained citizenship could be have been allowed in? Terrorists, for example. So there is this you know, the precedent factor here is front and center.
No, I agree. So I feel badly for the parent, for the family, but they've got to go back to Bosnia now,
right?
And they're going to have to deal with it. There's another ruling that has come down, not from the Supremes, but from an appellate court in Arizona. And they ruled that Dreamers, these children who came here, their parents brought them here, cannot receive in-state tuition. There are a lot of states that will give these Dreamers, mm-hmm. who can't even prove that they're citizens, but they say, hey, I live in Arizona. They can prove that they went through the high school system. So they can prove that they did that. So they are in Arizona. They can receive in-state tuition, which I never thought was fair because their parents most likely aren't paying taxes into the system.
Well, and the issue here again is that question of the applicability of law. If you're an illegal immigrant, you know, it should be up to the, you know, quite frankly, I find it slightly strange, you know, that there is this inclination to afford all legal benefits when you have illegal at the front of the legal citizenship status.
Yeah, the court held that each state can determine whether it gives these tax supported benefits they give to illegals, because regardless, as you pointed out, regardless of their status as quote unquote dreamers, which is a category that President Obama created, the bottom line is they're still here illegally, and they can be arrested and deported at any time because they are illegal. So there is that as well. And this all goes back to a proposition that Arizona voters passed in November of 2006. Yeah. And it has been wending its way through the courts ever since. It is 722 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Chris Bryant.
And that ball is crushed.
The Cubs have last season's MVP and world title, Max Scherzer.
Swing!
He's got the bling, and the Nats want those rings. Defending their title versus making their pitch connect. Nationals Cubs. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
7:25 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, I know it's not an option for a lot of people to telecommute, but this might be one of those mornings if you can, because the Virginia Beltway shutdown remains. Interloop between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street. I can't express enough. Traffic is not moving. It's been like this for 2 hours. And you know what? I have about a two-hour delay coming out of Maryland, heading into Virginia with traffic again at a standstill. They're trying to divert commuters over to Route 1 through Alexandria, also on Telegraph Road, which is also just at a standstill as everyone inches off onto the exit ramp to try to get onto Duke Street, or you could ride Eisenhower Avenue over to Van Doren, put you back beyond the crash on the Beltway. Now, on the outer loop side, the scene of the crash, your travel lanes are open, but we had an accident in the backups, so that's why we're so slow coming out of the Newington area. DC 295, that will pick up a lot of the bailout traffic. It just makes sense. They're coming across toward the Wilson Bridge. They're going to go north on 295 because the lanes are open, but a solid lineup each direction for everyone getting onto the freeway. And the top side of the Beltway, also another option for you. I know it's a huge workaround, but as you work through College Park and Silver Spring, that picks up extra delays. Update is sponsored by IKEA. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more, while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually, a little cool to get the work week started. More sun than clouds and 82. We'll see a few clouds tonight, overnight low 62. Could work in a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees. It's 7:26 on WMAL. Mary Walter with Tom Rogan. Tom, why can't former presidents who are Democrats stop being presidents? Why can't they just don't seem to be able to restrain themselves from commenting on things?
Yeah, I find it extraordinary as well that President Obama, let's remember that the narrative of hope and change changed the tone of Washington. And yet look at the class that President George W. Bush has shown and showed President Obama, when President Obama very openly in his opening years as president slammed President Bush, ultimately for being right on Iraq and in terms of keeping forces there. We know what happened with ISIS. But now you see, of course, President Obama, the hypocrisy and the sad quality as to how it speaks to our dialogue in politics and you know, the contradiction is you know, it's evident and it's sad.
President Obama took to Facebook and posted to slam the Republican health care bill, saying it was rushed through. It would raise costs, reduce coverage, roll back protections, and ruin Medicaid as we know it. President Trump, though, responded.
I want to see a bill with heart. Health care is a very complicated subject from the standpoint that you move it this way and this group doesn't like it.
So President Trump, I think, was very measured in his response to President Obama's attack on what Republicans are trying to do with health care. It is 7:28 on WMAL.
Every day on the front lines of health care, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Fire
the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Profit, all new Tuesdays at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
And coming up on WMAL to discuss healthcare more in-depth is Tommy Binion with the Heritage Foundation. He's the Director of Congressional and Executive Relations. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A serious accident of the Beltway Interloop in Alexandria has been causing huge delays this morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, what is the latest?
It remains shut down. Interloop of the Beltway, Virginia commuters, and it's been this way for a little over 2 hours now. Interloop between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Doren Street, that's where they've closed it. Had two-car serious crash, possibly one ejected. Still hearing this from police at the scene. So they're doing an investigation and a reconstruction, not giving us any estimate of time of when they can get that reopened, but expect it to be closed for a while. That's the word I'm getting. Now, as you come out of Maryland, I have about a 9-10 mile backup. You need to avoid that area. I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
Metro commuters, you'll find your trips a little more expensive starting this morning. New higher fares kicked in yesterday, as well as cuts in service. Metro Sherry Lee.
Anywhere where we have multiple lines running through a station, in addition to the red line between Grosvenor and Silver Spring, you know, you'll have a train every 3 to 4 minutes. So most people aren't really going to notice the difference. It's just a difference of a minute or two.
Also, some Metro bus routes that had low ridership have been discontinued. The final week of the Supreme Court session opens today, and with it comes growing speculation that Justice Anthony Kennedy may announce his retirement. If he does make that announcement, it would almost certainly ensure not only a clear rightward swing in the court, but would also cement a major part of Donald Trump's legacy. The Senate's moving toward a vote before the 4th of July on the GOP health care reform bill, but it's by no means certain that there are enough votes to pass it.
The health care effort was a big part of a conversation over the weekend, a very important retreat that was hosted, sponsored by the conservative mega donors, the Koch brothers, and their political network. The leaders of that network, very critical of this legislation, saying that both the House and the Senate versions do not meet their goals.
Correspondent Suzanne Melvo. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,395, the NASDAQ at 6,265. Sports, the Nats lose, the O's win, WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So, you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust. Look no further. That agent is Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Rob and Laurel desperately needed help selling their Bowie home. They called Frank Prindle, and in just 5 days, Frank brought in over 20 offers, and their home sold for 18% above list price. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged 5 times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the empowered weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Latest problem with this morning's commute: crash, a new one on the Virginia Beltway. You're heading in toward the Tysons area. This will be on the outer loop after you cross the Legion Bridge. Coming up to the toll road, two right lanes are blocked. I see fire and rescue units here at the scene. But the positive news is that I see them picking up the cones as well. That's blocking the two right lanes, so they might get a couple of these lanes reopening. And that's the outer loop southbound as you come up toward the exit for the toll road. Delays beginning on the American Legion Bridge. Now, the inner loop out of Tysons, you can see all this activity, so you're slowing to check it out. It's been a major mess this morning due to the closure of the Beltway. I know, closure. Inner loop of the Beltway between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street. That's where they're doing the accident investigation and reconstruction. Have about a 9-mile backup coming out of Maryland, and those commuters not moving. And a lot of the commuters telling me at least 2 hours to get around that stretch to get to the exits to go to Route 1 or Telegraph Road. So don't get caught up in that. Watch for a lot of bailout traffic heading 295 and alternate routes getting into town. So plan ahead. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland had the stalled car on the outer loop in the backups near New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually, a little cool to get the work week started. More sun than clouds and 82. We'll see a few clouds tonight. Overnight low 62. Could work in a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Gainesville, 64 in La Plata, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is a Monday morning. I am Mary Walter, and today I am joined by Tom Rogan from the Washington Examiner. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Joining us right now is Tommy Binion. He is with the Heritage Foundation. He's the Director of Congressional and Executive Relations to give us the lowdown on the health care bill. Tommy, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary. It's great to be with you.
How are you this morning? It's Monday.
I'm doing fine. We're mighty busy. This is going to be a fast and furious week on the Hill. They've got a recess next week and plenty to do this week.
Now, will we see any kind of vote before the recess? I mean, what are the odds of them canceling the recess?
Well, I think the odds of them canceling the recess are pretty slim. They could do something like go into Saturday or Sunday, but okay. I predict senators will be back in their states by Independence Day next week.
So will the vote on the health care bill be before the 4th, and is it right to rush it, or is it better to do this the right way and wait until after the 4th?
It's hard to say. They absolutely do not have the votes right now. There are 5 Republican senators from both sides of the ideological divide, conservatives and moderates, opposed to this bill, and so they don't have the votes right now. Whether or not they can get an amendment this week to get the votes to pass, that's that's a steep climb. So, you know, maybe 60-40 they have the vote this week. Certainly, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell seems determined to have the vote this week. But whether or not that vote is successful is also another question.
Tommy, where do you stand on the bill? What would you like to see changed or kept?
Well, this bill is better than Obamacare. That's step one. You've got to be better than Obamacare, but this is certainly not repeal, root, and branch, as we were promised and as we expected. So hopefully those conservatives who are opposed to the bill are able to leverage some amendments to this bill to make it even better. Right now, the areas of concern, the Medicaid expansion that this bill leaves in place is a cost driver for the federal government, and it's really something we were hoping to get rid of out of this repeal process. So there's pros and cons in there. It's certainly a step forward, but it's not a big enough step forward.
What do you think happens, though, if some of those concerns you mention are addressed, but then, you know, goes to reconciliation? Do you worry that the House then becomes the issue?
They could. I think the conservatives in the House are aligned with the conservatives in the Senate. So if, for instance, if Senator Mike Lee and Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rand Paul vote for this bill, it's likely you'll see the conservatives in the House be willing to pass it. That would be the quickest way, the easiest way to get this done, is for the House to take up what the Senate does. To be clear, though, there is a possibility that we wind up in conference on this bill, and the conference committee comes up with a whole new third draft.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you about this Medicaid expansion, since you mentioned that. You know, you've got some who are facing, it seems to me that the senators who are facing re-election, the congresspeople who are facing re-election, for instance, Dean Heller out of Nevada, he now is facing re-election. He's got a battle because someone, a Democrat, is going to run against him. He now is opposed to the cuts in Medicaid because now he's up for re-election. I don't know if that's something where you can come to a happy medium on, because there are some who want this cut. It's too much. We have more and more people collecting Medicaid. And then you've got people like Dean Heller who are like, oh, you're hurting the poorest among us, because he's going for re-election.
Well, you know, I can understand that. But the truth is, when you promise to repeal Obamacare, that includes the Medicaid expansion. And to be clear, that what happens in the Senate bill, Medicaid was expanded in two ways under Obamacare. There was a brand new population of people eligible for Medicare, and for that population, the federal government agreed to pay a much higher match rate. That population stays eligible for Medicaid forever under the Senate bill, but we return to the normal match rate, the pre-Obamacare federal match rate, in year 2024. I can't see much more room for compromise or much more giveway on the Medicaid expansion and have a bill that still qualifies in any sense as Obamacare repeal.
Can President Trump get involved here and make everybody come to the table, the two factions that are farthest apart from each other, and get them to come to a compromise, or is that not his role and he's best to stay out?
No, I think President Trump is involved. He certainly played that role in the House. He spent hours and days and weeks and months negotiating with various factions within the House. I expect him to play a similar role here, although we're talking about individual senators rather than factions as we were in the House. This is a big part of his legacy. It's a big promise that he made as he was running for office. So I certainly expect him to play an active role, even if just, you know, I think he will be in the room negotiating and helping bring senators along. But he has a bully pulpit on his Twitter that we've never seen before. I think certainly he'll play a role from the outside, encouraging the grassroots and his supporters to get engaged on this bill.
And what do you say to those Democrats, liberals, who say that this health care bill hurts the poor, gives to the rich, and won't address, for example, the cost curve in health care in America?
Well, I think it absolutely will address the cost curve in America. What Obamacare did was it squeezed the middle class who don't get health insurance from their employers. A lot of folks in America get health insurance from their employers, and under Obamacare, low-income people who don't get health insurance from their employer got a huge subsidy to help them purchase health insurance. But Obamacare drove up the cost of premiums for health insurance for those middle-class Americans who don't qualify for a subsidy, but they have to have health insurance, and they don't get it from their employer. It's really that group that got most squeezed by Obamacare, and it's that group that we're principally concerned with this Obamacare repeal package. Low-income Americans are going to continue to get a subsidy. Most of us are going to continue to get our health insurance from our employers, but driving down the cost of premiums, alleviating that regulatory scheme that makes health insurance so expensive, is so important for that middle-income group of people in America. That's what this bill is aimed at.
My Tommy, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be keeping an eye on this, as I'm sure you are. And listen, do me a favor. The next time you talk to one of these high-ranking Republicans, could you please tell them to take a lesson from the Democrats and learn how to message and how to control the message? They're getting hammered on this, and it's driving me crazy. So I would appreciate that. My mental health would appreciate that.
I sure will. I'll pass it on. Thanks very
thank
much.
Thank you. Have a fantastic day. That's Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, Director of Congressional and Executive Relations, 744 on WMA.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at mikecollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, it's a mess out there. What's going on?
It has been just an intense rush hour here. Since a little after 5 o'clock, the Virginia Beltway inner loop has been shut down. Major delays coming out of Maryland. The crash took place between Eisenhower Avenue and Van Dorn Street. Two cars involved. Reconstruction is still underway. So if you're coming out of Maryland, have about a 9-mile backup, and commuter saying about 2 hours and 15 minutes right now, sitting on the Beltway, heading from Oxon Hill to get to the diversion point at Eisenhower Avenue. You do not want to get caught up in this at all if you can wait it out. Also being diverted or taking the exit onto Route 1 through Alexandria. And of course, any of these diversion points having a difficult time to handle all this volume that typically rides the Beltway. So those are very slow. Also 295 just jammed coming off the Beltway because that's an option to go northbound across the westbound freeway and into Virginia. Inbound Suitland Parkway, that sounds like that's going to be a tough go too. Looks very slow heading to 295. In Bethesda, Old Georgetown Road just west or north of Wilson Lane at Cordell Avenue with an accident. Reports of pedestrian struck. And one more thing, if you're coming out of Maryland into Virginia, crossing the American Legion Bridge, slows to the crash ahead at the toll road. Just have one far right lane remaining blocked. We're just about to get that all confined to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Headed up to the low 80s today. Nice day out there with more sun than clouds. Cool night again tonight. Low 62 with a few clouds. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible. High mid-70s to around 80 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are still sitting at 69 degrees at 7:48 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Tom Rogan. And Tom, you brought a tweet to our attention today that was very interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is actually from Telegram, which is a communications app that ISIS uses to try and evade intelligence detection because it's hard to crack. And it's calling on followers to poison food of the Crusaders, as they call the West, or Christians in the West. But the point is, as silly as it might sound, and it seems to insinuate by the photo that, you know, it would be hospitality workers, as silly as it might sound, this is the kind of idea, this is how ISIS appeals to different people in different ways, the same way they say, you know, run people over with trucks, by trying to be creative in the ideology of death. And it, again, it just speaks to what these people stand for and offer, and why it's so challenging for counterterrorism officials to try and prevent them from being able to carry out these kind of inspired attacks.
And they know that our laws and our freedoms protect them.
Right.
Because you can't say, well, I'm not going to hire anyone who's Muslim, or I'm not going to hire anyone, because then they'll lie and say I'm not Muslim. So then you can't hire anyone who appears to be Middle Eastern. And that's how it goes. But so it's hard for us to protect ourselves and anticipate these things. We have to be reactionary because of our freedoms.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, I think we have the advantage that, that a lot of these people, again, you know, why a lot of the convictions come along is that there are a lot of, you know, Muslims and groups like the FBI who are act as informants, etc., and save lives. But the enemy is determined and resourceful and absolutely evil.
And that's why things like this, I do feel for people who are Muslim, who are in this country, who don't feel this way, but they wind up being lumped in because you wind up having to protect yourself. And I hope this never happens, but I fear this happening, and then we're going to be reactive evermore afterwards. It is now 7:50 on WMAO.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time, or do the job right, or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down, in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Good Monday morning to you. Well, stock futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street today. Gas prices are lower as well, down 7 cents a gallon at the pump, thanks to lower oil prices. India's Prime Minister Modi meets President Trump at the White House today after meeting with some of the biggest U.S. corporate CEOs yesterday in Washington. The American business leaders talked with him about making business easier for U.S. companies in India. For $10, United Airlines will bring you a personal deep dish pizza Uno on flights longer than 3.5 hours within the U.S. and a few other flights outside of the country. It starts July 1st. Pizza with a Miller Lite in flight, $14. Starbucks is using Chicago as a test market for more fresh lunch food to draw people in later in the day. Meanwhile, if you use Gmail, parent company Google says it will stop reading your private emails to use the information to target ads to you. They'll stop scanning later this year. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. Sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's M-Y-L-E-S.com.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, still no change on the Virginia Beltway. Crash happened almost 3 hours ago. Inner loop of the Beltway between Eisenhower Avenue, Van Dorn Street remains closed. Now the commuters sitting behind this crash, they started when it was dark. Now it's light and they've just been, again, sitting on the Beltway. You do not want to get caught up in this. Have about a 10-mile backup coming out of Maryland and that Beltway just at a crawl. And what authorities are doing, once you get across the Wilson Bridge, you can detour over to Route 1 Alexandria or Telegraph Road, but it's very hard for those arteries to even handle the bailout traffic. DC 295, same story. Northbound, just solid lineup heading toward the freeway. Commuters taking the westbound freeway into Virginia. Now, across the American Legion Bridge, your delays begin on the 270 spur and around from Old Georgetown Road. Crash in Virginia near the toll road. I just watched it literally. The last of the police cars moved to the right shoulder. So all of your travel lanes, outer loop at the toll road have just been open. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually, a little cool to get the work week started. More sun than clouds and 82. We'll see a few clouds tonight, overnight low 62. Could work in a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's heating up. We're at 73 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when Mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and Dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to Mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of the huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did and call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
And coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk to you about your children's sports schedules and how insane they are, and also these young boys getting scholarship offers to play football when they're 9, 10, 11, 15 years old. We're going to talk about it all and what this does to you as a parent. It's